When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How are you? Happy Friday. Hang on, was that enough happies? A long time ago, somebody sent me a note. They said, Scott, you can say seven happies for a happy Friday. I don't know if that's absolutely true, but I went with it, so whatever. So we're going to talk about GTD, Getting Things Done. David Allen wrote the book Getting Things Done years ago. We'll talk about that a little bit today and some very simple things you could do that I do every single day. You don't have to read the book. You don't have to join the programs. You don't have to do any of that stuff. And I'm not stealing David's stuff. This is just common sense stuff that works. I want to let you know where I got it from, though. I'll chat about that today. It's going to help you out a bit. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. Every single day, it's a positive boost you need because we all need that. We need that little bit of a boost. We need at least the possibility. And in many cases, you know, I don't always come across as a guy that's going to give you that that motivational, inspirational, unicorn or rainbow kind of boost. No, it's not always going to be that. Sometimes a boost will be a little kick in the butt, get you going. Sometimes a boost will be a little real talk, a little honesty with you. You're just, okay, yeah, I'm a straight shooting, talking kind of guy. If you ask me how to do things, I'll tell you how to do it, and that'll be it. There's a way things get done, and there's a way things don't get done. A lot of what happens is people go out and they listen to just about everything and they're hearing what really sounds good, but it's not, as my dad used to say a long time ago, getting down to brass tacks. What actually works? You hear me say it on the show, it's because it actually works for me and for many of the clients I work with, tried, true, and tested. That's what it's all about. How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Yeah, Scott Smith. Common name, uncommon sense. Going to come at you full bore today. Before I get going, remind you, my book is in pre-sale. I wrote it for, it's guys. It's the 5-Minute Gratitude Journal for Men. And this is because I just noticed it even in myself and so many of my clients I work with, male clients particularly, they had a hard time feeling gratitude. They would go work really hard and not feel grateful for it. So I said, okay, let's do this and let's give them the tools to do it. It's based on what you hear here on this show. So it's all stuff you've heard before. Put in a different spin. It's awesome. Just go to motivationtomove.com/gratitude. You'll find it there. So I'm a fan of David Allen's Getting Things Done. I met David one time, long time ago. I was out in Phoenix at a convention out there, and he was speaking. He would not know who I am at all. Well, maybe. I don't know. Sometimes it's kind of interesting. Sometimes I find people that are very, very famous listen to my show, and I'm always humbled by the fact that they do, and like, really? I didn't say anything bad. But his book, Getting Things Done, it spawned an entire industry. In fact, if you want a model for building out what we call an information business, just write a hit book. That's all you have to do. Because once you have the hit book, you got everything you can build on. That's exactly what he did. But it has to be a practical book and things that actually work. And I've always found over time that the common sense approach, when you get down to things that work and then you can simplify how the roadmap is delivered, it just works. But it can cause a lot of stress too. Oh yeah, David came out with a book, a lot of stress. A few years ago, he was speaking. And I was listening to the conversation. It was kind of cool. And I did what a lot of people do. I meandered up close to him and they come off the stage and had a chance to have a conversation with him. And people were asking how I managed to get things done. And I wanted to do something. This would be Scott. This would be Scott saying, okay, I get the fact you wrote the book, dude. I get the fact that you got this process. I get the fact you've got 15 chapters, I guess. I forget. That tell me how to get things done. I get that. But what do you do? What do you do? And he pulled a piece of paper out of his coat jacket there. He goes, well, this is what I do. And it was folded up and it had about 6 items on it. Just kind of reminder things. He goes, I got to get this done sometime today. I said, okay, that makes sense. I can't tell you how many people that I know, very successful people, very wealthy people who pull a piece of paper out of their pocket. They don't have a to-do list. They don't use some fancy program. They just have these things they got to get done. Now, how can that work? How can it work if it's just that? Well, you got 1,000 things to do. How is that even possible? Well, it's because you're processing things. So the step that I use every single day and that you should use as well is that nothing gets done until you process it. No cheating. What that means, if somebody walks in the door and they say, hey, can you do this? It ain't going to get done until you get the chance to process it. That's it. Now, processing means think about it. Decide what to do with it. So everything that comes in throughout the course of the day, and I will be honest with you, there are hours when I'm kind of in that mode of like, okay, well, let's take on whatever happens. It's an hour. It's admin time. It's communication time. I don't care what comes at me. I'll just deal with it as it happens. And there are times when I do that, but that's part of my job. And your job would be that way. There's times when you just need to be in the muck, right? But other than that, in moving forward with your life and really staying in kind of a procedural way to get what you want and accomplish your goals, anything that crosses your mind, an idea, anything you read, anything you Google, anything anybody gives you, anything that comes in, it doesn't get dealt with until you've had a chance to think about it. No cheating. So how do you think about it? Well, everything into a single trusted place, as David would say. Some people use a journal. Others use a software app. Personally, for me, here's how it works. Inside tip to how I kind of keep track of projects and how I get little things done and big things done. I use Asana. That's my preferred productivity tool, I guess. I had it for years now. If I prefer it or not, I just used to it these days. But I use it primarily because I like their app. And because I push one button, I can drop an idea into it. So anything that comes to me, it could be even an email, makes no difference. If I'm going to have to deal with it, it's going in Asana. Now, what happens when it gets over there? I don't know. It sits there until I'm ready to come around and look at it. I want to review it. So personally, for me, I review my stuff about 3 times a week, sometimes less than that. How busy? I never do it every day. In fact, I don't even have Asana up every single day because this is what happens. When I take every single idea, every opportunity, everything that comes my way that I want to remember and capture, I'm going to capture it inside Asana and it's going to sit there. And then maybe 3 times a week, I'm going to go look at it and say, was that a good idea? Do I need to do something with that? What do I need to do with it? At that point, I'm going to make my decisions. Again, not going into the book about David talks about. I'm just going to decide what needs to be done with that. Sometimes it's delete it. I love it when I get to delete. Sometimes it's, okay, let's move this into another category where it's going to become a project. I'm going to start working on it. Personally, for me, what ends up happening is I collect lots of little itty-bitty ideas in some place, and when I get enough ideas, I open a document, my Word thing that I use, and I start putting those ideas in there. I don't work on moving those around or trying to make them into anything. I just put them in a place now because now it's becoming a project. But remember, I have processed every idea. I've captured it. I processed it. I've reviewed it. I've decided what to do with it, and then I begin to apply it to my week. Third step, review your potential work weekly and decide if you still need to do it. And if so, when it gets done. If you have my perfect week planner, you can see that I have built my perfect week planner based on this way of thinking. My perfect week planner is not filling every single hour of the day. It's actually mostly open white space. And I'm looking at everything that I've accumulated that needs to get done my day and deciding where does this take place within my work week that I choose to work. Pretty simple stuff and pretty common sense stuff. And I will tell you this, just a big old promise, that when you can capture everything that goes on in your world, but not carry it inside your brain, and you just are carrying the things you have decided you need to focus on for today or this afternoon or tomorrow or this week, if that's all you're doing, your stress levels go down, you get happier, you get more done, everything about your world starts to change. Because you're just slowly and methodically moving through the things that need to get done. You're not chasing your tail all the time. A lot of chasing your tail going on in this world these days. Isn't it true? I think so. All right, so a couple things for you to do right now. Some things. A, if you'd like to connect with me, the best way to connect with me, at least currently, is the Facebook group that I have. dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Go there. Just ask to join. It's a private group, so we keep everything tucked away. And then, tag me, send me a note, and I will respond inside the Facebook group. A lot of very cool people there. They are keeping this thing going every single day and motivating and inspiring you, giving you great ideas. It's awesome. And if you would like to pick up a copy of my book in pre-sale, The 5-Minute Gratitude Journal for Men, just go to motivationtomove.com/gratitude. That'll take you right there. Or, if you're fancy, go to Amazon and search for it. That'll work too. Have a great weekend. I will be back on Monday with another Daily Boost to kick your week off. With a lot of energy, a lot of ideas.